Assembly members passed a resolution that pursues a cart-based system for curbside recycling. The vote came after the initiative asking the Petersburg Borough to continue the blue bag recycling program as is was withdrawn by its sponsors. Mayor Mark Jensen.
It looks like we'll just be moving forward with the blue cart program for people interested in participating.
The motion to go ahead with a cart-based system passed unanimously. Assembly members authorized the purchase of 20 portable radios for the police department for about $60,000. Police Chief Kelly Swihart told the assembly they will provide better coverage in the core area.
These portable radios will be for the police officers and fire department command staff. The smaller portables that we have now, we still may be able to use those internally for a time, or we may need to surplus them out. We just haven't made that decision yet.
The authorization to purchase the radios passed unanimously. The first reading of an ordinance that would establish a transient room tax fund passed unanimously. Finance Director Jody Tao recommended moving the transient room tax revenue and expenses to a new special revenue fund. Currently, the tax revenue is within a community services budget in the general fund. A resolution setting millage rates for fiscal year 2015 to 2016 passed with a 6-1 vote, with John Haverlick as the only dissenting vote. Service 1 area would see an increase in property tax millage of 0.04 over last year. It equals an increase of $4 per $100,000 of assessed property value. The Borough Assembly also listened to a presentation on a proposed remodel of the electric building. Architect Linda Millard detailed 3 possible options, and the Assembly supported the most expensive option for several reasons. The Assembly vote gives the architect firm the go-ahead to move forward with the design plan up to 95%. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.